I have on the line now Lisa North, and she lost her husband to pancreatic cancer in January 2022. She has taken on two fundraisers to raise money for new research, one with her husband in 2021 before he passed, and again in 2022 with her daughters in her father's memory. Lisa, thank you for coming on today to talk to us about this very raw and very special time for you.
Yep. I'm actually going to be taking part in another fundraiser this it's coming year, 2024, to Kakadu for 5 days. Just to top it off, I thought it was one that actually we were supposed to do before COVID hit, but unfortunately COVID cancelled it, so I never got to do it with Stephen, but I will be doing it again in his memory.
And you No, you go ahead.
And, and it's World Pancreatic Cancer Day tomorrow, which is a really important thing to highlight, because before my husband had pancreatic cancer, I'd never heard of pancreatic cancer. But since being involved with it, I've found that it's actually one of the deadliest cancers in Australia, with, 10 people dying every day from pancreatic cancer. It's not a nice cancer, and no cancer is nice, but it's particularly brutal and has very poor outcomes.
And, of course, only 1 in 10, 12% of patients survive 5 years after their initial diagnosis. So as you say, no cancer is a good cancer. There's no such thing as a good cancer. But this is a brutal one. And, the fact that you and Stephen did the gutsy challenge to trek to Mount Kosciuszko along with his oncologist. 18.5 kilometres when you're well is one thing, but to raise money and to have that awareness and that's, I think, absolute strength to do that. And again, you're planning to do that next year. And is that the driving force to make change, to make people aware and to raise the money, but awareness? As you say, hadn't heard of it, and then it impacts on your life so much.
It does. It's not just the only driving force. Clinical trials is really the driving force. We were very aware that there's only really one, there's only really two treatments for pancreatic cancer, and once you're stage four and you've gone through those two types of chemos, there's not a lot of options after that, and there's still not a lot known about pancreatic cancer, so research is key. And there is a new clinical trial that's coming up that includes immunotherapy, and I know that Stephen would be very much in favour of funding for that particular that trial, because while he lost his life, he would never want to see anybody go through what he went through.
No, it is very hard to watch someone you love go through such an agonising, and people don't understand the pancreas, let alone what cancer does to it. And it is a brutal, well, it's the only word to describe, it's a brutal way to pass.
Right.
Where can Australians go to if they want to learn more about the clinical trials, about fundraising, where can they go?
I'd start with probably the GI Cancer Institute. There's a lot of information that's there, as well as signs for diagnosing pancreatic cancer. It's a particularly hard one to diagnose. The signs really don't come up until generally stage four, which is why outcomes are so poor. We were very fortunate with Stephen that we were given 12 months to 2 years, and he did actually last 3 years from diagnosis. And we were very blessed to have that extra year or two that most people don't get to have. We went through the chemo. We'd go for his treatments every fortnight, and he must have seen hundreds and hundreds of people that in his time of 3 years that never made that 3 year mark, never made the year mark.
Right. And with the fundraising, is there anywhere that people can go to donate?
On the GI Cancer Institute website, there is a donation page, and there is also a page for the Gutsy Challenge to donate to participants of the Gutsy Challenges. And there are two Gutsy Challenges coming up. There's one to the Grampians in March, and then there's the second one in June, which I'm doing, which is in the...
Northern Territory, is that the one?
That's right, yeah.
And right, look, thank you so much. I realise it's a tough time for you, and for you to continue on in the memory of your husband, I think takes a lot. And I appreciate you coming on today. As I said, it is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and it is a great awareness. It is a cancer that needs a lot more research, and as you say, they've got clinical trials. Thank you so much for being, Lisa, for coming on today.
Thank you.